This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The first show of Super Bowl week. We're supposed to be talking about the Niners and the Chiefs, who, incidentally, landed in Miami on Sunday. Now, I wasn't planning on talking about the Pro Bowl at all, but you may have caught this on Sunday that the news of Kobe Bryant being in that helicopter that crashed in Calabasas, that broke roughly the same time that the Pro Bowl was kicking off in Orlando. So cross country. But the news coincided with the kickoff to the Pro Bowl. I had the same reaction that many of you had, and I tweeted a lot of different thoughts. Even as it was unfolding on Sunday, the news, and as I was processing my emotions the way that many of you were, I kept thinking, I'm sitting in my living room and I can't concentrate on anything else. I can't imagine how the players at the Pro Bowl, who are finding out on their phones and from fans, or how the players and coaches in the NBA who actually had to play games on Sunday were able to concentrate. And as you may have seen, many of them weren't. Many of them were in tears, even on the court, struggling with their emotions before they had to get out there. And over the course of the afternoon and the evening, it started with the Spurs and the Nuggets, I believe. And then it continued from arena to arena, where the game started with a tribute to Kobe. Whether it was a 24-second shot clock violation, whether it was an 8-second backcourt violation, but it blows me away that any of these guys were able to play. From the young guys like Trae Young to guys like DeMar DeRozan, who've been around longer, who is an LA native. You'll hear from him in a second. To coaches like Greg Popovich. It's definitely one of those times in our business, in the sports world, where basketball doesn't matter. Football doesn't matter. And because it also happens to be the week of the biggest game on the annual sports calendar, the most watched TV show of the year annually, similar to the feelings I had about the Grammys. How surreal is this? The sports world comes to a grinding halt for all intents and purposes, even though they did continue with games. And yet the Super Bowl is in 6 days. And there are people winning awards on the stage at Staples Center. Life-changing awards. It's odd. And it always is odd. The only thing that I can compare in my life, my career, talking about a death of an icon would be Whitney Houston. So I was on the air at my previous network when she died, and it was like this, it was sudden. I mean, she hadn't been healthy for a few years, but it was still a sudden death, and it impacted so many people. A little bit different, not any less tragic, but a little bit different when you're talking about a longer illness or someone who is older. But Kobe Bryant had just retired and gotten to the point where he was happy and he was at peace. And he had his little mamba, Gianna, to channel all that basketball knowledge and experience into. If you haven't seen the pictures, they're everywhere. Every single photo of him with his family, beaming with his four daughters. And I love the fact that he had daughters. I love the fact that he was so supportive of women and women's basketball, and that having four daughters gave him a different lens to see the world through. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I appreciate you tuning in. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. The first really emotional response to Kobe Bryant that I saw that made me really emotional was Doc Rivers, who, of course, is now the head coach of the Clippers. He finished up his playing career as Kobe was coming into the league, but coached against him a bunch, including those two NBA finals between the Celtics and the Lakers.
The news is just devastating to everybody who knew him, known him a long time. And, you know, he means a lot to me, obviously. You know, he was such a great opponent, you know. It's what you want in sports. He had that DNA that that very few athletes can ever have, you know, the Tiger Woods and the Michael Jordans, you know. It's funny, I was getting to know him more since he retired, you know. This is a tough one.
So Doc Rivers, of course, sharing the Staples Center now with Kobe Bryant, which is why he was getting to know him more and more. Brian Shaw was one of the first on NBA TV. So I was kind of flipping back and forth, waiting for one of these networks to break in with more news. And as soon as NBA TV could get guys on set, they had a three-man desk, and one of them was a longtime NBA player, guy who spent three seasons with Kobe at the end of his career, Brian Shaw, and his perspective is unique.
As a man who, I'm 53 years old, and I've dealt with a lot of death in my time. And one of the things that has helped me deal with, you know, my family died in a car accident in 1993. One of the things that kept me going is the fact that while they were here, we lived and we made a lot of memories together. And when they're gone, that's all that you have are the memories that you made while they were here. And for those Kobe fans that are out there that are feeling like I feel right now, just try and think of all the joy that he brought you, making the highlights that you remember, for all the Laker fans, that the championships that he brought, that put smiles on your faces. Those are memories that you're going to have to rely on going forward. And as sad a moment as it may be right now, we were blessed to have such a talented player to bring us the amount of joy and happiness, especially, like I said, for Laker fans and NBA fans as a whole, to have this guy for as long as we did and to be able to witness his greatness on the court, his popularity overseas in China, a guy that can speak fluent Italian and mm-hmm. Spanish and other languages. You know, it was a blessing for us to even have him as long as we were able to have him.
Brian Shaw played with Kobe Bryant toward the tail end of Bryant's career and was part of a couple of championship runs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Dwayne Wade was part of Team USA with Kobe Bryant, and he and LeBron have often talked about the impact that Kobe had on them. So they crossed paths, obviously. They didn't quite play at the same time, but they overlapped enough, and they were able to play together on Team USA. Kobe, part of two Olympic gold medal squads. And he brought an edge, an intensity. He brought an unrelenting will to win. And those are things that you'll hear about Kobe Bryant over and over. But at a time when USA basketball was okay being a bronze medalist, was okay competing and kind of taking it easy, enjoying the experience, Kobe said, no way. And so that was the impact he had even on guys who weren't that much younger than him. You think about it, Kobe was 41. LeBron is in his mid-30s, so we're not talking about a completely different generation. LeBron, by the way, along with his Lakers teammates, found out the news while their team plane was en route from Philadelphia to L.A. And so the Lakers were in the air. Of course, there's always access to Wi-Fi now, and they were trying to, the reports are that they were trying to get in touch with their families and do what they could while they were still in the air. Maybe some of you have seen the video of LeBron when he got off the plane, sobbing in the arms of, I don't know if it was his wife, it was a really high angle video, but he was shaking. He was shaking with the sobs that you could tell. And Dwayne Wade himself in tears when he posted a video a few hours ago.
Today is one of the saddest days in my lifetime. It seems like a bad dream. You just want to wake up from. It's a nightmare. We have so many moments that he's given us. We're so thankful for those moments. I'm thankful for those moments, man. This is one of my favorite players. And I got a chance to have a relationship, a friendship. But I would miss him. I would miss the friendship.
There's a lot more of that, of course. Teammates of Kobe's, opponents of Kobe's, and then the younger generation of NBA players who were inspired by Kobe Bryant. And we'll let you hear from them as we head through the show. I do want to pass this along. KCAL, who is our CBS TV affiliate in Los Angeles, just released a photo array of the victims from the helicopter crash, not including the pilot. So they don't have a name or a face for the pilot. But they have photos of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. I mentioned the Orange Coast College baseball coach, John Altobelli, his wife, Carrie, and their daughter, Alyssa. I've seen pictures of Alyssa and Gianna. They were teammates. Christina Mauser, who I mentioned earlier, I've been reading, trying to find out more about her. She had a husband and kids. She was a basketball coach at a elementary school in the area. And then these are two names I haven't seen before, which is why I'm passing them along again. These come from KCAL, the CBS TV affiliate in Los Angeles. Sarah and Peyton Chester. And it appears as though Peyton is another young girl. Maybe another teammate on this basketball team. And then again, that comes from Los Angeles, and they've got a photo array, and there's no way they would put these names and photos up if these weren't confirmed by family members. So those are the other two who were passengers, Sarah and Peyton Chester, and then the pilot who they have not identified.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's not about my jerseys that are hanging up there for me. You know, it's about the jerseys that were hanging up there before. Without them, I couldn't be here today. They inspired me to play the game at a high level. Magic, Cap, Shaq pushing me every day. Baylor, Chamberlain, Goodrich, West, Worthy, goes on and on.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It wasn't that long ago that Kobe Bryant was celebrating his retirement with the adoring fans at Staples Center. This was supposed to be the best time of his life, the time when his wife, Vanessa, and his daughters were able to have them, not quite all to themselves, but pretty close. He was finally all theirs. As anyone who's ever been a family member, a loved one, a friend of a professional athlete, you know, it takes them away. It's their other love. And so this was the time when they finally had him back. And I appreciate so much that he was at peace and he was happy. This was a different Kobe Bryant. And I'm glad we got to see the other side of him. I'd like to say this as well. There's no such thing as perfect people. I was also working in sports media when Kobe was accused of sexual assault, was accused of rape at a Colorado hotel or a resort. I talked about it for days, for weeks. It was another reason why I didn't like him. I always admired his wife, Vanessa, for staying with him after she was so publicly humiliated. And while I'm not privy to what their relationship was like, I can imagine, just like most relationships, when you go through something that could rip you apart, that could tear you apart, that requires forgiveness, that requires healing, very often you come through stronger than ever. I don't know if Kobe Bryant was a rapist, but he certainly did cheat on his wife. He wasn't a perfect person. It certainly seemed to people who knew him personally, as well as to those of us who are watching from afar, that he had spent so much of his life since then trying to make up for his failure in that arena to his wife, to his daughters. So if I only ever talked about perfect people on this show, it would be a really short show. He made mistakes, he made bad choices, and may very well have committed a criminal act. Again, we don't know that. To call him a rapist is wrong because he wasn't convicted. He was accused. However, his impact, as you can see, as you can hear, over the past, what is it now, 15 hours? His impact is worldwide. He affected people who knew him, people who watched him. I even have a 17-year-old on my Facebook page talking about how grateful he is that he got to see a couple of years of Kobe Bryant. That's what we're talking about. Not a perfect guy. And I appreciate the fact that at the end of his life, Kobe knew he wasn't perfect. Kobe knew he wasn't invincible. Kobe knew that there was a mortality to his basketball career and to his life off the court. And that's what made him a different man. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Miami. Mike, you're up first here on the show.
Yeah, how you doing? Kind of a somber mood for a lot of even not Laker fans, just sports fans or even Kobe fans in general. Kobe was, you know, even though I'm a Heat fan, I think Kobe was one of my favorite athletes. Just enjoyed the tenacity he played with. I love the killer instinct he played with, the toughness, the grit. He just defines everything he wanted in a great athlete. He performed at a high level until, you know, he broke down there at the end. But still, I mean, he gave it all he got for, you know, 20-plus years, even though there were some ups and downs and looked like he was going to leave the Lakers at some point. But he ended up just performing at a high level. And salute to him and family and all the other people who lost their lives. And I enjoy the way he made the transition into mogul after basketball, into movies and business ventures. So he just made a smooth transition post-basketball. So I'll see that for him too as well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Your phone is breaking up. But I do appreciate your thoughts. You're right. He made a very smooth transition. I think he was ready. I mean, he stuck around. He played in that final season, and we got to see his exit to the tune of 60 points. Remember that in his final game? And in the 15-16 season, the Lakers waited for him. They waited for him to get healthy. They could have moved on. They refused to do that. They wanted his legacy to be one that was solely Laker purple and gold. And in his final year, he played 66 games. He still averaged nearly 29 minutes per game, nearly 18 points. But it was much more of a farewell tour than it was anything else. It was a celebration of Kobe's life and his legacy. And again, I think that's something that he embraced because he realized that time and success, it's finite. Nothing lasts forever. You may have seen DeMar DeRozan, who was in tears, attempting to play the game with the Spurs. Tim Duncan, same thing, on the bench, crying. In fact, it looked like most of the Spurs coaches were Becky Hammon, Greg Popovich. We'll hear from him a little bit later on. He was also moved as much as you ever see from Coach Pop. DeMar DeRozan is an LA native, and he's talked about in the past, before Sunday, how much Kobe Bryant impacted him and how he owed everything about his basketball career to Kobe.
Everything. Everything I learned came from Kobe. Everything. Take Kobe away, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have love. I wouldn't have the passion, the drive. Everything came from
an LA kid who grew up watching Kobe. And that's really what a lot of the NBA is right now. A bunch of young guys who wanted to be Kobe Bryant. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I appreciate so many of your responses, your messages, your reaction. I'm going to share some of those for sure. And this next segment through the top of the hour, we'll just take your phone calls. 855-212-4227. And we are live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Don't miss out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. Over $1 million in prize money will be given out during Super Bowl 54. Enter for free by January 30th at rocketmortgagesquares.com. We will be taking our show on the road to Miami, so I won't be here on Monday night. I'm traveling early Tuesday. Gosh, the Super Bowl seems so small right now, doesn't it? Never in my life would I have thought that was possible, that the Super Bowl would be overshadowed. But right now, the entire sports world, and really a lot of people outside of the sports world, gripped by the news of Kobe Bryant's death. You can find us on Facebook as well as on Twitter. And our phone number, 855-212-4CBS.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He was adored by Lakers fans, spent his entire career in the purple and gold, and 5 different NBA titles, 2 jerseys that hang in the rafters, and they were both highlighted during the Grammys. So the Grammys took place at Staples Center, and from the reports, even before the show started, they were scrambling to come up with ways to remember Kobe and to incorporate him into their show, as you can imagine. I mean, this is stunning news for everybody. And so whether it was sports or entertainment, if you're talking about a live show on Sunday, producers and announcers had to figure out how much do we say. And especially when the news was still breaking, you want to be really careful about what you share with your viewing audience and your listening audience. But the Grammys ended up, they had a tribute initially with Alicia Keys and Boyz II Men. They sang a song at the very beginning, and they also had Kobe's jerseys lit up. So they were under a spotlight during the show. And you can go back and you can see the photos. You can certainly, anywhere you look on social media right now, find videos or see different tributes to Kobe Bryant, because this isn't an athlete who stayed in his own little basketball world. He transcended not just basketball, but the sports world. And since he retired, already had won an Academy Award for a short film that he had put out about his time getting injured and then coming back, and had written a book. Was working on another one. He actually had a series that he was writing. And so he had done a book tour as well. I happened to look through his Twitter account and some of the photos that he posted, and I think I like the ones best that show him in a bookstore surrounded by a bunch of books and sharing his books with various new fans. So he was spawning a whole new segment of people who appreciated what he had to offer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. One more piece of audio that I'll share with you from Jerry West, who was the guy who was responsible for finding Kobe Bryant, making sure that he was a Laker.
This was a man for all seasons. He was more than an iconic basketball player. He was someone who inspired millions of fans, not here in this state, not here in the United States, all over the world.
Jerry West did that interview on ABC News with tears in his eyes. He also talked about the early days when Kobe first got to Los Angeles. Remember, he was a Lower Merion, Pennsylvania kid, and he went straight to the NBA. And at the time that Kobe made his NBA debut, he was the youngest player ever to wear an NBA uniform. And Jerry talks about how when they first got Kobe to Los Angeles, he couldn't drive. And so his son would have to pick him up and drive him to practice because he had no experience with LA and didn't know how to get around. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Brent, who's in Green Bay. Welcome to After Hours.
Yo, Amy, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you know, had a lot to say, but, you know, a lot of your callers touched on some things and got me thinking. I'll just put it like this. I don't feel I need to touch too much on his career. I think we all know where Kobe stands. We all have our own opinions. To me, him and MJ, it's 1A, 1B. Ultimate competitor, but what I want to really say is not that we have, but just highlight, let us not forget one, if not possibly two young girls lost their life tonight or yesterday, and being a father of 2 girls myself, you know, it hits home, you know, little more so now in my life. And yeah, I understand why the highlights on Kobe, you know, from who he was, and no problem there, but just wanted to touch on that and just let us not forget the death and tragic death. And I've too, as Brent Shaw said, you know, watched several family members die and friends and child, or even at 41, that's too soon. But, man, suppose she's 13, 14, like, all I could say to the family, you know, is I'm sorry. I don't have the words to convey emotionally, you know, what that feels like, just seeing someone go through that as a father myself, and it's just sad. You know, I'm sorry to the Bryant family, and just hope that they can get over, or cannot get over, but somehow be strong enough to get through this, however you would do that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's not something that there's any blueprint for. I appreciate that, Brent. Thanks for your phone call. If you missed it a few minutes ago, I did mention that KCAL in Los Angeles has released the names of all of the victims of the helicopter crash, except for the pilot. There are various reports out there about who the pilot is, but I'll wait until it's confirmed. But among those who died in the helicopter crash, it appears as though there were three young girls, maybe all teammates. I don't know about the third, whose name has just been released, but looks like Sarah and Peyton Chester were a mom and a daughter, and they were the two victims that I hadn't heard about. But Gianna and Alyssa Altobelli, her parents were both on the plane. She and Gianna were teammates, and so maybe Peyton was as well. Again, Peyton, from her photo, looks to be a young girl in her teens, too. So you can find those photos. They're up on Twitter. And we'll, of course, wait to hear the official report from authorities. The coroner is said to be on scene, and they're trying to do their best to find the victims and to identify the victims officially. But because of the terrain and because of the weather, it makes the process a little bit slower. The NTSB on site as well, trying to figure out exactly what happened with this helicopter. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Leroy, who's in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Law, what's up?
Hey.
I got three things I want to get through real quick. I know other callers want to get in. When I realized Kobe Bryant, I was able to see Michael Jordan's whole career. And when I realized Kobe Bryant was the next Michael Jordan, they were playing Sacramento. And it wasn't in front of the free throw line, but in the lane, he went up. And I am thinking, not saying, words did not pierce my tongue. I'm thinking, he's not going to. And before I finished the thought, he had dunked it. That was it for me. And from then on, we all saw his career. One of the last things my mother and I did together was to see him play the Hawks here in Atlanta. Yeah, they beat Orlando. And I've lost her since. But the great players, not even just the great players, any sport, any level, play a game, even pickup. When you lose, anyone will tell you, you learn more from losing.
Mm.
When the Lakers lost to Boston, and tears were coming from his eyes before he got off the court, let you know how much he wants to win. More than the victories. The last game, those are the things we already knew what we'd get from him. But tears coming out his eyes before he could get off the court, let you know how much he loved that game.
And I think humanized him. The end of his career really made him more relatable. I liked him so much more. The Kobe that we saw after he got hurt, the guy who was in touch with his own basketball mortality, the guy who joined Twitter and would share those painful moments, those painful thoughts, not being able to be with his team, not being able to compete, having to rehab the various physical maladies that he struggled with. And since then, since he retired, all of his efforts being on his family and on supporting the basketball community, which included women's basketball. Sabrina Ionescu from women's college basketball. I mean, that there's videos out there, and she had a special relationship with Kobe because he supported her. But there are videos out there of I think it was a game between the Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball team, and they're all in tears. And his impact since he retired, even. And I don't want to say it was greater than what he did when he was playing, because that was his platform, but he chose to become a mentor, a supporter, an encourager, a nurturer, which is just not something we ever saw from Kobe. But he wanted to leave the game better than it was when he played. And he went from being that cutting edge competitor who wanted to cut out your heart and hand it to you while he was beating you, to a guy who was trying to foster those players who came from, you know, who came behind him to make them better. I mean, it was just a different Kobe Bryant than the guy we saw for the first 15 years of his career.
He always, even now and going forward, as long as this game is played, he will always have an impact there.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your thoughts, Leroy. Thank you so much for calling from Atlanta. I'm sorry. We're up against the top of the hour. I apologize if I cut you off a little bit too quick. A lot of you are finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I appreciate that. Jay says Kobe on the court was legendary, but nothing compared to who he was off the court as a father, husband, and worldwide icon to millions. He had so much more to offer to all of us. Biggest sports world loss since Dale Earnhardt Sr. still seems so unreal. It's not as though the sports world hasn't lost other people. I think of Pat Summitt. Her death impacted me. We knew she was sick, though. We didn't know exactly when the end would come, but we knew she was struggling with dementia. And so she had already stepped away from the public eye. Arnold Palmer, there were complications with his surgery, but he was an older person, also a death that really impacted me. He was my grandmother's favorite golfer. So it's not as though there haven't been deaths. Muhammad Ali, there certainly have been, but this is so different because it was sudden, number one. Nobody was prepared for it, and we all are processing it at the same time. But also because, as I've mentioned multiple times, he transcended his sport. Certainly larger than life, those pearly whites that he flashed, the game that went global, the millions of young players that he inspired. But you didn't have to know basketball to know Kobe Bryant. My mom is always my gauge, right? She knew Kobe Bryant. She only ever watched Celtics games in the playoffs. And of course, she knew Kobe Bryant. And there are a lot of people around the country, around the world, that knew him by face, knew him by name, even if they weren't familiar with his prowess on the basketball court and what he accomplished over the course of his 20-year career. I appreciate you hanging out with us and sharing your thoughts. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.